KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We are looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 89, winds northeast at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Topping area news, Division of Criminal Investigation agents and deputies with the Adair County Sheriff's Office are conducting a death investigation that took place in the southeast corner of Adair County. Thursday afternoon, the body of an adult was discovered alongside a rural road. Law enforcement is treating the death as suspicious. Authorities say there is no known threat to the public associated with the discovery, but no additional information is being released at this time. A reward of up to $10,000 is now being offered for information that may lead to an arrest and conviction in connection with the Page County fire and death investigation. As we previously mentioned, the fire occurred at around 9:10 p.m. on May the 2nd in Page County. The blaze destroyed a home owned by 61-year-old Robert Beach Jr. Page County Sheriff's Office had said on Monday that both the fire and death were being investigated as suspicious. Investigators say they are aware that Robert Beach purchased an AR-15-style weapon a few weeks ago prior to the fire. Investigators believe that was a legal transaction, but they would still like the private citizen who sold the weapon to Beach to come forward so that law enforcement can obtain the weapon's identification information. Investigators are also looking for information from the public concerning the fire to include anyone who may have been in the area between 10 p.m. Saturday, May 1st, and 6 a.m. Sunday, May 2nd. If you have any information, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or the arson hotline at 800-532-1459. No injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Thursday morning on Atlantic's southwest side. The incident involving a 2007 Toyota Camry occurred near 29th Street and Sunnyside Lane. It was reported at 8:53 a.m. Atlantic Police Officer Cameron Ward explains what happened.
When we got on scene, we made contact with the driver. He explained that he was traveling westbound here on 29th Street when he swerved to miss a deer coming from the north side of the road. And when he swerved to miss a deer, he ended up not being able to maintain control, struck a posted speed sign, entered the ditch, and came to rest about 208 feet later.
The occupant of the vehicle, whose name has not been released, was trapped in the car. It took a whole team of emergency personnel to get him out.
We had Richter's Towing, the Atlanta Fire Department, Cass County deputies came and assisted, and then we also had Cass EMS as well out here to assist. We ended up having to tow him out while he was still in the vehicle, due to the way the vehicle was positioned for his safety. He was perfectly fine. He sustained no injuries during this accident, so fortunate in that manner. Happy day. Not a good day for the car, but a good day for everybody else. All right.
And the vehicle sustained substantial damage. In other news, Iowa 3rd District Democratic Representative Cindy Axne and a bipartisan majority of the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday voted to approve $21.9 million in direct funding for Iowa infrastructure improvements included in the House's Surface Transportation Authorization legislation. The projects receiving direct funding through Representative Axne's advocacy include a bridge replacement in Red Oak, a traffic incident management center in Camp Dodge, and bus facility improvements for transit agencies, which cover all 16 counties of Iowa's 3rd District. All six projects are included in the Investing in a New Vision for the Environment and Surface Transportation, or Invest in America Act, legislation that authorizes spending highway and transit projects that advanced out of the House earlier on Thursday. Representative Axne's office says that she successfully pushed to include the six projects for Iowa's 3rd Congressional District in the Invest in America Act, including $5 million for bus and transit facility updates and upgrades to the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, Western Iowa Transit, Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency, Southwest Iowa Trolley, and the Des Moines Regional Transit Authority. Also $700,000 for the replacement of the Red Oak Creek Bridge in Red Oak. The Swap Stops Protect Local Jobs Act bill, aimed at ensuring federal roadway funding isn't used to undermine competitive wages for local workers, was also included in the final bill. The measure would protect local workers from having their wages undercut by fund swapping. That's a practice by which city and county governments move federal dollars out of a roadway project in exchange for state funds. While the Senate and House will continue to debate on securing investments in infrastructure beyond the investments made in this bill, the current authorization for surface transportation funding expires later this year, making this bill the likely foundation for any final agreements on infrastructure. The DNR Derelict Building Grant Program has awarded 9 grants to small rural Iowa communities to help deconstruct or renovate abandoned structures, remove asbestos, and limit construction and demolition materials going to the landfill in the KJAN listing area that includes the cities of Oneida, Farragut, Mapleton, and Wall Lake. The DNR's Derelict Building Grant Program was instituted by statute to help rural communities with populations of 5,000 or less remove environmental hazards, improve community appearance, and minimize costs by recycling and reusing building materials through deconstruction or renovation of abandoned derelict buildings. The DBGP funding is awarded annually on a competitive basis with cash matches required. Applications for the next round of funding will be due on February 25th, 2022. Among the projects we'll share, a total of $400,000 as part of the reimbursement grants, is the City of Oneida in Cass County, $8,500 to abate asbestos and complete a Phase 1 environmental site assessment for an old abandoned church. The City of Farragut in Fremont County, $5,100 for renovation to help stabilize the foundation of a building that eventually the city would like to use for a public workshop. City of Mapleton in Monona County is receiving $31,250 for renovation of an old commercial building to have a business on the ground level with housing options on the second floor. And for the City of Wall Lake in Sac County, $121,700 for asbestos abatement, renovation, and deconstruction of an old school building that will be transformed into a family recreation center. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.